Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today, we're diving deep into Smith & Wesson Brands, ticker SWBI, after their latest earnings popped and the stock jumped nearly 17% in pre-market trading. Smith & Wesson has been around since 1852 and remains one of the most recognizable names in American firearms. The company designs, manufactures, and sells handguns, long guns, and related accessories, serving both civilian and law enforcement markets. With roughly 1,500 employees and headquarters in Massachusetts, it's a pure-play player in a highly cyclical but resilient industry. The business model centers on strong brand equity and a flexible manufacturing setup that lets them scale production quickly when demand spikes. Recent quarters show handgun sales driving the majority of growth, supported by a solid balance sheet with low debt relative to equity. CEO Mark Smith has emphasized innovation and operational efficiency to navigate shifting political and consumer environments. Looking at the latest full-year numbers, total revenue came in at about $524 million. Product 1, which includes core firearms, accounted for roughly $394 million, while Product 2 and other services made up the rest. Geographically, the vast majority stays domestic, with international sales from Asia, Europe, and Latin America adding only about $21 million combined. That concentration keeps things simple, but also ties results closely to U.S. consumer sentiment and regulatory headlines. Fourth quarter results really stood out. Net sales hit $178 million, up 27% year-over-year, with gross margin at 29.8% and EPS of 36 cents, beating estimates on both top and bottom lines. Full-year EPS landed at 42 cents, showing clear improvement from the prior year. Operating cash flow was strong at $114 million for the year, giving management plenty of dry powder for dividends and buybacks. On the earnings call, leadership highlighted continued strong handgun demand and a flexible manufacturing model that helped them capture market share without overextending. They pointed to a healthy balance sheet and ongoing product innovation as key advantages for the new fiscal year, expecting demand to stay solid even as the broader macro environment remains uncertain. The balance sheet looks clean, with total assets around $513 million and current ratio above 3, giving plenty of liquidity. Debt to equity sits at a modest 0.14, and free cash flow yield came in near 15%. Profit margins remain thin at about 3.5% net, typical for the industry, but the company has shown it can generate solid cash even in softer years. For valuation, we used a forward PE approach given the cyclical nature of firearms demand and the availability of analyst estimates. The model carries high confidence and fits well because earnings are recovering and historical multiples provide a reasonable anchor. Current price sits around $16, while the model puts fair value somewhere near $13. That leaves the stock trading a bit of our rough fair value zone. Key drivers include a normalized forward multiple around 22 times on recovering 2027 earnings, plus adjustments for book value and sales multiples that reflect the cyclical manufacturing profile. Strengths include a fortress balance sheet and flexible production that lets them respond fast to demand shifts. Weaknesses center on thin margins and heavy reliance on the U.S. civilian market. Opportunities lie in new product launches and potential international expansion, while threats come from regulatory changes and the highly political nature of gun ownership in America. Over the past year, shares are up about 84%, outpacing the broader industrial sector, though the five-year return remains negative at roughly minus 42%. Short-term momentum looks solid after the earnings beat, but volatility stays elevated given the industry's sensitivity to news flow. My take is that SWBI offers a compelling setup for investors comfortable with cyclical volatility. The earnings momentum is real, cash generation is strong, and the dividend yield near 3% provides a cushion. Still, at current levels, the stock sits a bit rich relative to our model, so I'd look for any pullback toward the low teens before adding aggressively. Remember, small changes in growth assumptions or multiples can swing that fair value estimate by several dollars either way. All told, Smith & Wesson delivered a strong quarter and looks positioned for continued demand, but valuation discipline matters in this sector. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dive analyses, and I'll see you in the next one.